I'm Elisha Mueller with the North Dakota Game and Fish Department, and I'm a conservation biologist. So a pollinator is essentially any animal that will move pollen from one flower to the other. So we all know bees and butterflies are popular pollinators, but bats, hummingbirds, and even small mammals can be pollinators. Pollinators are very important. They estimate about 1 in 3 bites of what we eat are thanks to pollinators. Globally, it's about a $220 billion amount that we get from pollinator services pollinating our crops. And in the United States, I think it's about 18 to 27 billion. Everything is very interconnected. So pollinators, they're moving pollen from one plant to the other. And essentially that's how we get plant reproduction. We all know about the Dust Bowl, and that's because we didn't have plants on the ground. So without pollinators, we would lose all those plants. They're also important because pollinators, insects, are a food source for a lot of animals like our upland game birds. So our chicks, our pheasant chicks, and our sharp-tailed grouse chicks, they eat a lot of insects when they're young. And so a lot of those insects are pollinators. Those plants provide cover and habitat for a ton of different animals, not just pollinators. Our chicks, you know, pheasant chicks and our grouse chicks, they depend on that cover for protection when they're young. And so without the pollinators ensuring those plants are on the landscape, we're losing that cover. Birds are grassland nesting birds, like the meadowlark. They eat seeds that come from plants that are pollinated by our insects. So it's all very interconnected. In North Dakota, you know, we have a lot of bees and butterflies. We're a prairie state, so we have a lot of those insect pollinators. We are the largest honey producing state, so we have a lot of honeybees here. We have, you know, a ton of different butterflies, monarchs. Those are a popular one we'll see every year migrating through up into Canada. We have a lot of beetles, flies, wasps. I know people don't love wasps, but those are even pollinators for our wildflowers. So our pollinators are declining, and there's a lot of reasons for that. I would say mostly because of habitat loss. So, you know, North Dakota used to be a prairie state, all grassland, and we've lost about 70% of our grasslands here through agriculture conversion, urban development, energy development. So we've lost a lot of habitat. And so the resources that they depend on, it's going to be that the food resources, the nectar, and then the pollen from flowers, the space for them to nest during winter, a lot of that is gone. But we're also seeing, you know, effects from insecticides and herbicides. We're seeing effects from parasites. It's just kind of a perfect storm, really. The number one thing we can do to help pollinators is to provide those resources that they depend on. So pollinator plantings are a great thing to do. If you have space, even if you don't have space, you know, one potted plant outside would be available or would add pollen and nectar to the landscape for pollinators. So putting something out there that's not just a green lawn would be good. Pollinator plot would be, you know, any type of planting that includes flowers or grasses that would be good for pollinators. So pollinators all look for something different. You know, bees like to have a landing pad for them to land on. So the asters are a good plant for bees. Butterflies are looking for something a little bit different, you know, those tubular flowers. So having a variety of different flowers and then a variety of different bloom times in your garden would be beneficial for pollinators. So just getting different plants out there that are different colors, blooming at different times, that would be great for our pollinators. I like to say any amount is going to be helpful for our pollinators. You know, even if you can only put one plant out there, if 100 people put 100 potted plants out, you know, that's 100 new plants on the landscape. If 100 people put a small pollinator planting in their backyard, you know, that's a ton more resources that are becoming available across the landscape. And a lot of our pollinators are very mobile. They fly. So they're going around, you know, in town looking for these resources that are popping up now. And so, you know, small plantings are just as important as larger plantings, especially in areas that are more urban, because a lot of people just have green lawns. So adding those small plantings or providing resources where those resources really are lacking. another reason pollinators are so important is it's estimated that about 85% of flowering plants rely on some type of animal to move that pollen from one plant to the other. So 85% of the plants on the planet would be gone if we didn't have those pollinators. The pollinators are extremely crucial, and you know, they're everything's so interconnected, and a lot of our pollinators are those insect pollinators, and you know, that's the bottom of the food chain. We take that out and then we all start crumbling. We talk a lot about butterflies and bees being our most important pollinators. Bees are a very important pollinator because they're visiting the flowers for multiple reasons. They are looking for nectar for food, but they're also collecting pollen because that pollen is what they feed their young in the hives, and that's how we get honey. And so that's what, when bees visit flowers, they're collecting both pollen and nectar and then going from flower to collect these resources. Butterflies are only looking for that nectar. They need that nectar. It's their food resource. So they're visiting, you know, these flowers for that food. But butterflies travel huge distances. Bees typically stay, you know, within a couple miles of, you know, a honeybee might stay within 5 miles of its hive. But butterflies will travel, you know, thousands of miles. Some of them, like the monarch, go from Mexico all the way up to Canada. So they're taking that pollen from one plant to the next across wide landscapes. And so we're getting a nice genetic diversity by spreading that pollen across such wide landscapes. It's very important to be proactive. We have a couple species actually in North Dakota that are already listed on the Endangered Species Act, and we have a bunch more petitioned because we are seeing severe declines. And so, you know, we're trying to halt those declines, and we're trying to provide the resources to keep those species on our landscape and keep the numbers up. If anybody's interested in learning more, we have a ton of resources and information on our website. We are working on getting some more stuff up there, so in the next few months we'll have a lot more, but right now there's still a lot of information on there. It's just gf.nd.gov/pollinators.